This is Duchess Willow. Now, you guys know by now, if you've read my blogs, that I keep it real. So today on EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com, you can read my thoughts on polyamory and polyandry. And I'm going to share them here on my podcast. If you're unfamiliar with the terms polyamory and polyandry, are defined as having more than one romantic partner, similar to polygamy but without the commitment. Being polyamorous is probably what we would call promiscuous in the 90s and early 2000s. I have a few pet peeves about polyamory, mostly because of all the ignorance surrounding it. Mainly people running around calling themselves poly. So to be blunt, there are people on this green earth that think being poly means they can fuck anyone they want without any repercussions, any responsibility or accountability. And we're also going to talk about polyandry and why being poly is not for broke bitches. There is a difference between polyamory and polygamy. Polygamy relates to having more than one committed partner. For instance, a man who has multiple wives, or polyandry, a woman who has multiple husbands. Both exist, though the latter isn't talked about nearly enough, and it needs to be. Being polyamorous comes with responsibility. And there's a difference between being poly and just being a whore. And I'm going to explain what I mean in a minute. There's nothing wrong with being a whore. Men have that title on lock. Let's not even play like y'all don't have that title on lock. If you're going to call yourself polyamorous, I certainly hope that you have the good fucking sense to inform your sexual partners of your intentions and get yourself tested frequently. And I certainly hope you're using condoms. But I mean, I already know that a lot of you are not using condoms. I know from the amount of people, well, you know what, we're not gonna go there. But anyway, I know a lot of y'all still ain't using condoms and you're not getting tested. Okay, so I'ma just say this, because it seems like the only people that take fucking and swapping bodily fluids seriously are fellow sex workers. And many of the sex workers are cleaner. I dare I say everybody in the porn industry is cleaner than people that do not work in the sex industry. People who are escorts are cleaner. And the reason I say that is because they have to get tested frequently. If you're an adult film, or, you know, you're a sex worker, you have to get tested frequently. And so they take that seriously, and just regular, you know, run-of-the-mill vanilla people do not. And those same people that don't take sexual health seriously are the ones that shame sex workers, and the sex workers are healthier than they are because they have to be. I think that it's important to have a discussion about being transparent with polyamory and polyandry. If you're going to toss that word around saying, oh, I'm poly, you better be able to back it up. Which means if you're a man, instead of keeping 20 side chicks and fucking raw, you're going to have a nice long chat with all the women that you're sexually involved with, and all of you are going to have to get tested, and all of them have to consent, which means you can't sneak around running up and everything. You actually have to sit down with these women and say, hey, listen, I'm not interested in a committed relationship right now. I am sexually active and I do have other sexual partners. So if we're gonna do this, we all need to get tested. And I can guarantee you that a lot of these raggedy so-and-sos are not doing that. They've got, no, we're not going to go there. That's a whole conversation for another day, because I'll go off on a rant. But seriously, if you're going to call yourself poly, you better be getting tested, and you better be telling every single person that you sleep with that you're poly and to get tested. Because otherwise, if you're not willing to use your grown-up words and put on your big boy drawers, then keep your dick to yourself and do not use that word, because you don't know what it means. Same thing with women. Y'all, like, I see a lot of people throwing poly around, and it doesn't mean what you think it means. You don't know what that word means, okay? There are so many things that can happen to you having unprotected sex. Not only does herpes exist, and herpes there's no cure for, but a lot of other nasty STIs can be transferred from person to person, including HIV. Okay, this is why you need to get tested, and this is why you need to come up off, you know, being secretive and withholding information. Because let's face it, there are a lot of men running around, running up and everything, that do not tell the women that they're dealing with, that they're sleeping with other people. Okay. And specifically the DL brothers. Okay. If you're a man who enjoys having sex with women, having sex with men, having sex with trans, you and you're not getting tested, and you're not talking to your sexual partners, and your baby mama don't know that you, are sleeping with men, and you don't want to talk about it because of, well, we already know. I know there's a lot of transphobia and homophobia. However, you still need to get tested. You still need to take it seriously. Same goes for you know, if you're not talking to your sexual partners, honestly, and you just running up and everything, and you're spreading disease, you deserve to be dropped in a fish tank filled with piranhas. I said what I said. Same goes for women. In this day and age, there is no excuse for fucking around and being foolish with your genitalia. There is no excuse. Go to the doctor and start talking to the people that you're having sex with. So before I go too far off on a rant, because I will go off on a rant, let me tell you what I really think about being polyamorous and how I feel about women choosing to have more than one male life partner. Personally, I see nothing wrong with being poly. Nothing at all. So long as you have open lines of communication and with all of your partners, with all of your sexual partners, and you take your sexual health seriously. And so long as you are mentally stable, I would not recommend poly for some of the loony assholes in this world. And here's why. If you can't manage yourself and you have poor communication and life skills, poly is only going to make it worse. It's only going to add chaos and toxicity for all parties involved. And you have to have a healthy mind to deal with one person, let alone more than one person. And I'm going to be honest, there's a lot of people in this world using polyamory as a band-aid instead of going to therapy. So before you traumatize another human being, or more than one human being, take your stupid ass to therapy, number one. And also, if you are having sex, take your stupid ass to the doctor and make sure that you're not trying to use poly to fix your problems, because that is a recipe for disaster. So let's take a little journey into polyandry for the woman who has everything. It sounds like one of those perfume or jewelry for the woman who has everything. But no, we talking about polyandry. That might be a little misleading, saying for the woman who has everything. But I will say this. I'm a huge fan of polyandry. Rest in peace, Aisha K. Faines. That's where I first learned about that. So before I get into that, I'm a huge fan of women staying single and dating whoever they want until a real one steps up to show and prove. So what if you discover that you're dating somebody, you really like them, everything's cool, but just one man is not enough for you. Maybe you meet another man and you're like, wow, I really like you too, and the chemistry is crazy, and you like both of them. By all means, get another one. Get as many house husbands as you need and as you can handle. And the reason that I'm pro polyandry is because men have been doing it for who knows how long, centuries. Sneaking around, having mistresses, having wives, having girlfriends, having illegitimates all over the place. When women have multiple partners, we're smarter, we don't get caught, and we're better at it. You could take that any way you want to take it, okay? But I am very much pro, especially with our society, the way that men have been acting lately. I am very much pro date. If you're not married, you're single. So do what you do. Get as many house husbands as you want. And the same rules apply. Talk to your partners. Make sure that they're cool with being in a committed relationship with a woman such as yourself who knows what she wants. You ever seen the movie She's Gotta Have It? Just be out with it. Like, hey, I'm seeing other people. How do you feel about that? You know, I'm dating. And, you know, if you're not okay with that, then, you know, hey, have a nice life. Also, make sure that you and your men are also mentally sound. We live in a very misogynistic world. I don't have to tell you what the world is like, where women are constantly under attack just for existing. Double and triple that for Black women. So don't be surprised if men shy away from sharing pussy, but those same men have no problem sharing dick. If you're going to go the route of polyandry, pick safe, sane, and consensual partners. And bonus, I personally would suggest any new couples go to therapy together. So no matter what kind of relationship you're in, if you see it as being serious, if you're looking long term, go to therapy together. But before you move in together, before you get married, go to therapy together. Make sure, okay, go to therapy together. And a huge red flag, this is not related to poly, but a huge red flag is if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're talking about getting married, you're talking about being committed, and you suggest going to couples therapy and they don't want to go to therapy with you, huge red flag. Do not marry that person. If they won't go to therapy with you, don't marry them. Don't marry them. Okay, moving on. I'm going to explain what I meant when I said that poly life is not for broke bitches. And I shouldn't even have to explain this. But let me break it down for you. A man, let's say you're a man with five wives, you have to provide for all five of your wives and any offspring that you have with those wives. You have to provide for all of the offspring. A woman with five husbands benefits from all five of her husbands being able to provide for her. She don't have to provide for them. They're coming into her world. They're coming into her space. They have to provide for her. They have to be bringing something to the table. Men are the help. I know you've heard me say this before if you've read my blogs or, you know, listened to my podcast. So if you're going to have more than one wife, you better have the financial stability to provide for all of them. Because, you know, when I was talking about house husbands, remember I said that the passport bros, they want traditional women to split 50-50 with them. And that's just not going to happen. A traditional woman is not going to split 50-50 with you. And not only that, but her entire family is going to be expecting you to provide for her and also support them. Okay. You're going to find out real fast. So you have to have that financial stability if you want to have more than one wife, including like any members of your tribe that are born into your union. Tiny humans are expensive to raise. I cannot fathom a man claiming to want more than one partner, but doesn't want to pay for that privilege and wants a traditional wife. The math is not mathing, baby. Additionally, being polyandrous and having a broke husband doesn't make sense either. If you're polyandrous and you have multiple husbands, the men in history are the providers. They're the hunters. If one of your husbands just lays around the house all day and all the other husbands are working, that doesn't make sense. So make sure all your house husbands, if you choose to have a few of them, know their rights and responsibilities and can perform their duties in every way. And I do mean every way. A male servant who brings nothing to the table is a useless mouth breather. So let's have an uncomfortable conversation real quick. Remember I said poly ain't for broke bitches. It's also not for them desperate hoes. So this one's for the ladies. I need you to take a deep breath because what I'm about to say is not going to be kind, but it is going to be what you need to hear. If you agreed to a poly relationship to keep your man, you are who I was referring to when I said poly is not for the mentally unstable or the insecure bitches. If you sharing a man because you think that's the only way to keep a man, because you think that's the best that you could do, like, oh, well, I just got to keep him happy. And if this keeps him happy and if this lets me keep him, baby, it's time to come to Jesus. It's time to come to Jesus, beloved. Chances are you have been brainwashed by our society. You need to be deprogrammed. And from a community standpoint, you've been brainwashed by our community. And by our community, I mean the Black community. We don't have time to get into that. Maybe another day. I know I say that a lot, but men are not the prize. So if you're agreeing to a poly relationship because you're terrified of a man leaving you, it's time for you to probably would be a good idea to leave that relationship, be by yourself for a while, and go to therapy. Now, if you're in a healthy poly situation and everybody's happy, then just carry on and keep doing what you're doing. But I mean that. I really, really mean that. I have seen a few examples of women agreeing to let a man do whatever he wanted, including having other women, because they were afraid to lose him. Wake up. That's not the type of man you want in your life. Okay? Poly is not a band-aid. And there are a lot of people that just need to be single, rather than traumatizing themselves and everybody else they're in a relationship with. Polyamory for bi and pansexuals, I feel like that's a flex. Same rules apply. Check your mind first. Make sure you're in the right mental state. If the mind is good, then the bits will follow. I saw something funny on TikTok where the person was pansexual and somebody had asked them, like, well, what type of people do you like or whatever. I'm paraphrasing, but they were like, I will suck whatever comes out of your pants. So if you're pansexual and you're open to having a poly relationship with other like-minded people and y'all are all in your right mind, you're mentally safe, sane, consensual, by all means, go for it. Remember that this also comes with the responsibility of caring for your partners, regardless of any traditional roles. I know with bi and pansexual people and gay and lesbian, sometimes there's no such thing as traditional roles. You split what you need to split and you pick up where you need to pick up. Sometimes it's 40-60. Sometimes it's 80-20, 30-70. It just depends on your particular situation. But this does include making sure your finances are in order before you're going to be living as a grouple. I stand by polyamory not being for broke dusties. I don't care what your sexual orientation is. Make sure you have your finances in order before you get into any type of committed relationship where y'all gonna be sharing bills, living together, buying a home, buying whatever. Let's jump into cuckolding and polyamory. Is it the same? Is cuckolding the same as polyamory? Is it a form of polyamory? Is it the same or is it different? That's going to depend on who you ask. That's going to depend on your situation. In terms of cuckolding as a lifestyle, if you're a lifestyle cuckold, if you're living with your wife and her lover, and the lover is also committed to her, and y'all all live under the same roof, and you have a relationship between the three of y'all, then technically that can register as a poly lifestyle. Now, if you're a cuckold and your wife has multiple partners, that would fall under polyamorous for her, but not for you because you're the cuckold. Hope that makes sense. The reason I wanted to talk about polyandry is because this is a fascinating topic for me. Up until a couple years ago, I don't remember hearing much about polyandry or knowing anything about it. The first time I heard about it was when Aisha K. Faines was still alive. She had a YouTube channel. She had a website. She went on talk shows and podcasts talking about polyandry and how it's better for women. And she was also talking about the history of polyandry and the history of polyamory and the reason that polyamory was kind of snuffed out in our modern society. Had a lot to do with the men that were fighting their wars, and so in order for every man to have a wife, they got rid of polyamory to make sure that every man had a wife, you know, because they wanted their soldiers to be happy. You can research that if you want to. I don't have anything for you to reference at the moment, but she did talk about this and many other things. What I did research was that in terms of polyandry, it is common. I don't know if common is the right word, but parts of Asia and Africa, polyandry is an accepted social practice. So what about the U.S.? What about the house husband trainer? That would be me. Realistically, to be honest, I'm not quite sure I would want more than one male partner. I am mostly hetero. However, where femdom is concerned, I have no issue with having my sexual needs fulfilled along with my need to be treated like a spoiled princess. I have no problem with multiple men doing that for me because I'm single. I'm not married. I'm single. Any man who wants to wine me, dine me, spoil me, and be smothered under my fat ass is welcome to toss his hat into the ring. Just keep in mind what I said about house husbands. You must bring something other than dick to the table and obviously be secure enough in your manhood to accept being part of my male harem. So, in brief summary, I have no problem with polyamory. I am a huge supporter of polyandry. I'm a huge supporter of women dating whoever the hell they want. Because if you're not married, you're single. And if you're going to be polyamorous, you need to be talking to all of your partners. You all need to be getting tested. And if you're going to enter into a poly relationship long term, you need to be mentally stable. And please refrain from using Poli as a band-aid to fix your problems, because only therapy can do that. And the therapy only works if you do the work. Phone sex is sort of polyandry, though. I'll put it to you like this. I have phone relationships with men. I have phone relationships with a few sissies. And all of them provide a service to me in the same way that I provide my services to them. While phone sex relationships are more parasocial and rooted in fantasy, we are companions of a sort. We're paid companions. We do still develop relationships with our customers that have certain boundaries. And it's important for you to respect your phone sex distance dominatrix. It's important for you to respect boundaries, just the same as it is in a real relationship. And with phone sex and with sex work, we have more boundaries than a real life relationship would have, because this is a paid service. So you're not coming home with us. However, if you would like to be a member of my phone sex harem, or if you have questions about polyamory and polyandry, all you have to do is call me. You can dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Duchess Willow. You can check for any of my other content, like custom audios and all of that, on ebonyfemdomphonesex.com. That's my blog, where you can read this latest polyamory blog. And that's pretty much all I got for now. Thank you for listening, and stay safe and stay blessed.